Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. The 2026 Tour de France features something that has not appeared in the race's modern history: back-to-back summit finishes on Alpe d'Huez on consecutive days. For the 176 riders who will line up in the Grand Départ, that single scheduling decision represents the most sustained physical examination the Tour has presented in years. Understanding what it does to the human body and what those same mechanisms mean for anyone who rides on weekends is what this post is about. 3 weeks of cumulative joint load, what the numbers actually mean. Every pedal stroke generates repetitive compressive and shear forces across the knee, hip, and lumbar spine. An average cyclist performs well over 5,000 pedal revolutions per hour. Multiply that by 6 or more hours of daily racing across 21 stages, and the cumulative joint load is staggering in its scale. For cartilage, which has no direct blood supply and limited regenerative capacity, this kind of sustained repetitive compression is not neutral. It is a progressive stress that accumulates across the event and across a cycling life. For recreational cyclists, the mechanism is identical, just compressed into a single long Saturday ride rather than 3 weeks of professional racing. The knee that aches after 60 miles of hilly terrain is absorbing the same overuse forces as a Tour competitor's knee at a different magnitude, but through the same biological pathway. Cartilage health and knee joint integrity are not concerns exclusive to professional athletes. The double Alpe d'Huez, what back-to-back mountain climbing does to the knees and quads. Riders maintain average power outputs exceeding 320 watts during climbs to major mountain passes, with peak values approaching 385 watts during the most demanding ascents, sustained across multiple passes per stage. Consecutive summit finishes on Alpe d'Huez place extraordinary eccentric demand on the quadriceps during descent, where the muscle is simultaneously contracting and lengthening under load to control braking force through steep gradients. Patellofemoral stress during prolonged climbing is among the most relevant injury mechanisms in cycling. The sustained knee flexion angle of the climbing position compresses the patella against the femoral groove with every pedal stroke. And when quadriceps fatigue reduces the muscle's ability to absorb that load, the stress transfers directly to the cartilage underneath the kneecap. This is the biomechanical origin of cyclist knee, and it is as relevant to the rider grinding up a long local climb as it is to a Tour contender on the Alpe. Cramping and electrolyte depletion compound the picture. Sodium, potassium, and magnesium losses through sustained sweating alter neuromuscular function, reducing the precision of muscular coordination that protects joints during high-load efforts. Recovery between consecutive mountain stages depends on aggressive rehydration, carbohydrate restoration, and sleep quality, factors that translate directly to how recreational cyclists should approach back-to-back riding days. Muscle breakdown and stage-to-stage recovery. The biology of three-week racing. Muscle microtrauma from repeated high-intensity efforts accumulates across the Tour of 2017's three-week duration. Research from the American Physiological Society confirms that professional Tour de France cyclists are able to sustain these extraordinary energy demands throughout the event without meaningful variations in body mass, suggesting their ability to meet energy requirements through dietary intake without depleting body energy reserves. This is not accidental. It is the product of obsessively structured nutritional periodization that most recreational cyclists never replicate. The Sports Nutrition Framework at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush addresses exactly these principles, extending the nutritional strategies used in elite endurance sport to any cyclist managing high-volume training periods. The perioperative nutrition program similarly applies evidence-based protein and leucine supplementation guidance to optimize tissue repair between hard efforts, whether those efforts occur in the Alps or on a local bike path. Managing inflammation. What the Pro Pack, the Peloton, does, and what you can do. Sustained racing produces systemic inflammation that compounds daily across a grand tour. Professional teams address this through a combination of anti-inflammatory nutrition, targeted supplementation, compression therapy, cold water immersion, and sleep optimization. Interventions that are not exclusive to riders with team budgets. Anti-inflammatory dietary strategies centering on omega-3 fatty acids, polyphenol-rich foods, and targeted joint supplementation are directly applicable to any cyclist managing high-volume training blocks. The AGYL joint supplement, formulated with turmeric extract, vitamin C, cucumber extract, and undenatured collagen, addresses the specific inflammatory and connective tissue mechanisms most relevant to cycling-related joint stress, providing the same nutritional support framework that elite athletes build into their daily recovery protocols in a single daily capsule. What this means for the weekend rider: an actionable post-tour framework. The physiological demands of the Tour de France are extreme, but the injury mechanisms are not unique to professional cycling. The recreational cyclist who rides 60 miles on a Saturday faces the same overuse risks as a tour competitor: patellofemoral stress, IT band friction, quadriceps fatigue loading, and cumulative joint compression at a different scale but through identical biology. Joint preparation before long rides, including targeted strengthening of the quadriceps, hip abductors, and gluteal stabilizers, reduces the load transferred to passive joint structures during sustained pedaling. Recovery nutrition in the 30 to 60 minute post-ride window is as relevant after a long club ride as after a mountain stage. And knowing when to rest versus push through is a clinical judgment, not a willpower contest. Persistent knee pain, swelling, or mechanical symptoms following cycling warrant evaluation. Not another week of riding through them. For cyclists managing knee cartilage concerns, ligament stress, or soft tissue overuse injuries that have not resolved with rest, platelet-rich plasma, PRP, and orthobiologics offer biologically targeted treatment options that address the tissue-level damage cycling accumulates over time. The Spare the Scalpel or philosophy at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush ensures that every surgical option is preceded by the full range of non-operative alternatives, the right approach for athletes who want to stay on the bike as long as possible. If cycling has produced a joint symptom that rest alone is not resolving, request an appointment online or call Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.